You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome back. I'm Jenna Bosgarden, Manager of Digital Marketing for Smart Equine.
And I'm Ashley Lecomte-Lozich, Head of R&D for Smart Equine. Coming up on today's show, we are bringing in the manager of one of our most unique teams here at Smart Equine, Danielle from the Smart Barn Services. And she's going to be here to talk to us about everything her team does from supporting barn managers, owners, and trainers.
Smart solutions, trusted voices. Your source for equine health and wellness. This is Horse Health Cast by Smart Equine. The discussions in this podcast are intended for educational and informational purposes and are not intended as veterinary advice. You should always consult with a licensed veterinary or qualified equine health professional before making changes to your horse's diet or care plan. Hosts and guests cannot guarantee the reliability, accuracy, or completeness of the information shared, and as such, these discussions are not a substitute for veterinarian or professional guidance, and any actions you take are at your own risk. Products discussed on this podcast are not endorsed by Smart Equine and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any medical issue.
Okay. Hello, Danielle. I'm so excited that we get to bring you in. Thank you for being here. I want to start this out by giving you a second to introduce yourself. So just like the basics, your name, your title, and how long you've been with Smart Equine.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. So happy and excited to be here. So my name is Danielle McNamara. I am the Specialty Channels Manager, and I have been with SmartPak for 10 years. I'm actually celebrating my 10-year anniversary next week. So how
happy
crazy.
Happy anniversary.
No kidding. Wow,
thank you.
What good timing.
What a great way to celebrate. Come on the pod. That's right. I love it. All right. So now we have your basics. Let's hear all the fun stuff. How did you get started with horses? How did you get started with Smart Equine? What's your story?
Okay. So isn't it? I don't know. I think it's an interesting story, kind of, I guess I'll say. So
I've never heard a boring story. That's
right.
There's going to be something good in here. That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, we'll see. But you be the judge. I don't know. I'm a horse crazy gal from the start. So, right, as a youngster, all the things. I did have the good fortune to grow up on a farm. So when I was young, we had Black Angus cows in Massachusetts. Go figure. Okay. So a very, relatively speaking, small herd. So 35 head. And all sorts of other animals. So we had, you know, goats and chickens and a llama. And then always my mom, thank goodness, had a horse or two. And so right from the start, you know, just in love, totally into it, took lessons, maybe I was 7-ish, something like that. Fast forward to, I did go to college, you know, equine studies, all of that, University of Vermont, love that. And my family, we transitioned from the cows and sort of like the general farm, and we actually built a facility for horses. So I was the very proud manager and family-owned, family-run farm in Massachusetts, Drywater Farm. So we did all the things. We had a number of really cool trainers come in, and Stonehill College, their equestrian team, rode out of the facility for many years. And I had a small lesson program, amazing boarders, the best people, you know, just like extended family, amazing, amazing. My folks, who are older, they had some health challenges and, you know, just, I mean, running a farm is hard. It just is. So we unfortunately did have to sell the farm. And, you know, making that transition, I was like, I don't know, gosh. In my 30s, it was a little bit of a panic, like what on earth could I be good for if I'm not running the farm? It was very, I don't know, just like
world. Like what a scary time to transition to.
Crazy. So again, fast forward, SmartPak has always been in our backyard. And I loved the education-driven piece, how they were always interested in sharing information. I did have a barn rep who I like would hide from. I'm so ashamed to say. It's funny. So SmartPak just seemed like this good fit for me. I was kind of like, you know what? I think I need them and I think that they maybe need me. And so I really just like went for it. And I said, you know, sign me up. How do I get my foot in this door? I started with customer care. You know, I didn't look back. And from the minute that I started with Smart Pack 10 years ago, crazy, I was so interested in the barn team. I feel so strongly for this particular type of customer just because of my background. And
I was going to say, because you were that customer, right? So you have like such a unique lens.
And if I knew then what I know now, oh my goodness, I would have been besties with my barn rat. Yeah. And like, it's crazy. It's crazy. So it's been a journey. I'm so grateful to be here. I have the best team at Smart Pack. You can call me biased.
I mean, we'll have like a paintball war over that at some time in the future, but I'll let you have it in the episode.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Love that. Thank you. Generous.
Full circle moment to go from, you know, hiding out from your own rep at your own
That's
barn
so funny.
To now being the head of the program and advocating so strongly for it. Like, what a crazy journey. Because I'm sure if you had asked Danielle running the barn, you know, in 10 years, where are you going to be? It would not have been, oh, I'm actually going to run from, I'm going to run that team that I'm currently running from. Like, that's cool.
I have so much appreciation for it. And I really think that everything that we went through and all the learning, you know, all the different horses and situations and things that we tried and didn't know about and learn about now, it fuels me. It really gives me, you know, such a reason to want to help these folks and listen to what they've got going on and just be there with them. You know, it's really cool.
I love it. I love it. And you have like such a unique lens and such a cool perspective because you've been there. You know what that customer needs and you can kind of curtail your program to meet that. Okay. So obviously Jenna and I know what the Smart Barn service team is. Right. Because we're on the inside, but I'm sure there are a handful of folks who are listening who are eager to learn about what your team does. What do you offer? What do these concierge services look like? And, you know, how could other barns, you know, around the country benefit from getting in touch with you?
Yeah. So let's start with like big picture. Like when we say Smart Barn Services, what is that?
Cool. Yes. I love this. So Smart Barn Services is a small specialized team and we are looking to connect with barn professionals. So like who are those folks? So we're thinking barn owners, managers, trainers, and then other industry professionals, right? So whomever they may be. And, what we're doing when we're trying to connect with these folks is we want to learn about their program. So what works well for them at their specific facility? What do they like? What do they not like? What are their goals? What are their challenges? And how could we maybe help them? How can we support them in a meaningful way, meaningful for them? That's a big, big deal because you know, depending on where you are in the country and, you know, what kinds of horses you're working with, what discipline of riding you're doing, what your goals are, you know, it's a wide variety as far as, you know, what meaningful support will look like for each one of those different groups. And so we really want to make it work for them in the best way we can. So still pretty broad and general. I get it. So like, what does that mean? So things like being a resource. So I said before, one of the cool things that I've always loved about Smart Pack is like sharing information and having Smart Pack be very like education forward. So your rep is a great person that can send you information about ingredients or formulas, you know, send you specific research if that is a thing that you're interested in, or maybe your vet is interested in seeing it. So we really want to be able to share, you know, information because when you think about supplements, like what? There are so many available and so many different choices, it can be completely overwhelming, you know, not only for your own choice, but then when you have other people that are asking you for recommendations, there's just a lot out there. So, you know, sort of helping folks be able to work through all of those options in a way that they're interested in, you know, so maybe they're super supplement nerds like us, or maybe they're kind of like figuring it out, like just learning about it. You know, it's sort of across the spectrum. So that's like a really big way that we nerd out and we're really interested to support barn professionals. And there's a whole assortment of other ways that we can and look to support folks. And that would be more what you think of as maybe account management type things. So we know a lot of big barns, maybe they move seasonally or travel to shows that are multiple weeks, and they need help with changing ship dates or changing shipping addresses. So things like that, we can certainly help, you know, work through that. And then things like placing orders on behalf of clients with their permission, of course. So placing orders, looking things up, you know, just we're here for it, whatever it is and whatever's going to be helpful for them. Reviewing supplement programs, so sending a list of what everybody's getting. Maybe it's time to think about adding something for bug support or omegas or, you know, whatever it is that they need.
Yeah, I love this.
That is a laundry list of really incredible work that you guys are out there doing. And I think we're going to probably like touch on a lot of that a little bit more in depth as we go. But I kind of want to pull it back one step really quick, because if I'm somebody who owns a barn right now, I'm like, okay, great. Like, how do I get someone to help me run my barn and my programs and things like that? But I feel like you guys probably work with like a fairly specific kind of barn, or I guess, is there a specific kind of barn that you guys are looking for when you guys are taking on new clients? Like, what does that look like? What does your demographic look like usually?
Yeah. So, I mean, amazing question. And we're a little bit of everything. So we really want to provide help to whomever wants our help. I mean, that's like, it seems like a given. It seems like an obvious. And it's funny because I'll say sometimes there are barns who don't know that they could benefit from our help. Like they don't think that they, you know, want our help maybe until something, you know, arises. And then it's like, oh, shoot, no, they actually can be helpful for something that I really need. That's going to help me save time and organize things, or, you know, something along those lines. So generally speaking, we work with, you know, a lot of commercial facilities. Lots of them are, you know, sort of medium to larger size. But again, it does not in any way, shape or form mean that we, you know, we have like a specific number and it's like, all right, you have to have so many stalls or so many head of horses on the property in order to have a rep. Like, that's not a thing. It is, you know, like, what do you need? How can we help? And then we kind of customize it from there.
So the size of the barn is irrelevant. We love that. So if there's a barn manager out there listening right now and they're thinking like, okay, I've got 40 horses, but like only 10 or 15 of them are actually using smart packs, do I still qualify? Like, can I still get a barns rep? Is that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you know, we work with barns that, you know, they don't maybe use the smart pack feeding system, but they'll use bags or buckets. And that's, you know, totally appropriate. And then we have other, you know, facilities that are just getting started with supplements. So maybe they don't have anything. And maybe they're, you know, not necessarily familiar with the brand. So yeah, like I said, we're here for all of it. And just, it's such a great opportunity to learn so that we can continue to innovate and come up with new solutions to what the barn pros are dealing with each and every day in their facilities.
And so I want to touch on what those are, but first I also wanted to clarify. So if there's not like a size range that you're looking for, just to make it obvious to everybody, there's not like a discipline or a breed or anything you're looking for either. Like, this is truly, you have a barn, you have horses, you want assistance, we have a team that does that.
For sure. Yes. And I have to say, we are a pretty small team. And it's important to know that we work so closely with our amazing customer care team. So, you know, they support us, we support them. It is, you know, we are, I'll say, the same group. And, you know, everyone on my team did come from customer care. So it's, I don't know, just kind of an interesting piece. But, you know, just want to shout out, our customer care is the most amazing customer care. And we couldn't do what we do to support all of the barns that we do work with without them. So that is,
I mean,
definitely,
I'm biased, you know, that I come from there too. But to be the best, you got to be trained by the best, right? So
that's right. Yes.
So I just want to make sure that I like have this correct. It sounds to me like a barn getting a smart barn services rep is like having a super educated smart pack bestie on your phone in your back pocket at all times. Like the 3 a.m., like, oh my gosh, I forgot to do X, Y, and Z in my account. It's like, I don't need to get on the phone and wait through, you know, it's just a text message to my rep who is there for me always. It's the same person. We have rapport. We have a relationship. That's like a very unique feature that I'm not sure that I really see anywhere else.
So Ashley, that's what a succinct and, you know, wonderful way to put it. So I feel like we can just end the podcast here because that's 100% it and you've got it. And yes, so my work here is done.
I have a few more questions beyond that succinct wrap up of it. Because Danielle, you mentioned something about like this program is designed to help like solve problems. Are there like certain problems that you guys already know you're looking to solve? Are there things that you're still like working on? Like, what does that mean to you guys?
So very cool. And Ashley did just say what, you know, one of, I will say the, what I would consider to be the biggest problem or challenge that our barn professionals face. And that is there just aren't enough hours in the day. And sometimes when you're thinking about something, whether it's a conversation that you had with one of your clients yesterday, or, you know, you're in the middle of a lesson and then all of a sudden it dawns on you that even your own horse's supplements, like you need to change or ship somewhere else or whatever it is. So we are looking to help give some time back. We know and recognize that most of the time our busy barn professionals are juggling 16 things all at once. You know, they're riding, they're teaching, they are trucking someone somewhere. Someone is, you know, not feeling great or, you know, took a funny step. They're working with the vet. They're working with the farrier. They're coordinating, working with the vet and working with the farrier. You know, so there's just so many things that are pulling them in every direction possible. Who has time to be on hold, even if it's just for a minute? So, you know, again, our customer care team's amazing. And, you know, that's not necessarily a thing, but also even just saving them the time from having to say, hi, my name is Danielle McNamara. I run Drywater Farm in Massachusetts. Here's my phone number. Here's my shipping address. Here's all of the things that you need to identify me. Here's what I need to do. I need to make these changes and blah, 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 blah. We develop relationships with our people. So again, Ashley said it so great. Besties, right? So I have accounts
such
that I've
a millennial. I'm sorry. I can't. I just couldn't help it.
You're not going to hear a complaint from the other millennials in the group chat. You're good.
Yeah, you're good. But I mean, you know, when our barns text us and say like, hey, the supplement that I ordered for Quasar last week, can you send that for Lucy next week? You know, and we're like, yes, I've got that, right? I know exactly what you're talking about. It doesn't have to be this like brand new conversation every single time where you have to tell all of your details. And so even just saving those moments and just being able to say, hi, you know, this is what I need. Do it. Help me. Or, you know, help me. I have no idea what I need, but I know I need help. You know, and then just having someone that you have established a relationship with in some capacity and saying like, I've got you. No problem. I'll call your person, you know, so I know you don't have time to call your client and to do this or that. So I'm going to do that. Things like that.
Oh, I never thought of that where like you guys even have the capacity, like you've got these really great relationships with the trainers and the barn managers and the barn owners. And if they need to have a conversation with the client, like, hey, I know that Jurassic needs a change on, you know, these three things. But can you help coordinate that? Like you guys actually can help facilitate a lot of those conversations and make sure that everybody is truly getting what they need at a time frame that works for them.
Okay. Do you guys remember pre-COVID, there was this show called Tidying Up on Netflix with Marie Kondo? And like, I'm obsessed. All right. I tried to like channel my inner Marie Kondo. What I'm gathering here is that like Danielle and team will come help you Marie Kondo your feeding program. That is.
Do these supplements spark joy? Let us find
the supplements spark joy. That's right. That's right. So if your grain room looks like mine and you feel super overwhelmed and you have 60 horses and you don't know where to start, the Smart Barn Services team can Marie Kondo for you.
Because Danielle, you've been to Ashley's farm, right? Like you've worked with her barn manager and done setup and stuff for them too, right?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Very, very cool.
Where would we be without them?
Well,
maybe not so cool. You know, work here, but still so cool.
Yeah, it really is a small world, though. I mean, really, when you think about the industry that we work in, it is very small pond that we all swim in. And yes, so one of the Smart Barn Services representatives, Rachel and I had the pleasure of going out. We happened to be in Ashley's neck of the woods, and we went to her amazing facility. She has so many horses, 60, as she just said. And
only two of them are mine. I'm not as insane as I sound. I swear.
Oh, there's always room for growth.
That's right. Yeah, don't tell my husband that, though.
That is fair. And we support, you know, sometimes we have people who are like, maybe don't say this to, you know, my significant other. And we're like, yeah, we've got you.
It's just one chestnut horse that comes in. If you keep adding them the same color, then they never find out.
Their markings are semi-close. You've got the same horse.
You guys just got to stick with like a 16-hand chestnut and you just keep collecting. You're like, no, what are you talking about? It's the same one. I don't know what you're talking
Silly.
About.
Yeah, exactly.
Exciting from the Horse Health Cast.
That's right.
We're just, you know.
We're multifaceted, but okay. Getting back to the actual job at hand.
Yes.
When you guys go into the barn, like you guys go into Ashley's barn, you talk with her barn manager, like what does that like starting conversation look like? Like what is a normal, like, hi, we're here to help you conversation start like?
So it's kind of like asking a lot of questions, you know, first off, you know, tell us about your program. So tell us about, you know, what do you do? What are your goals? What kinds of horses do you have? What type of riding do you do? You know, what is your overall program like? And what can we learn from that? And then also, like, what are your challenges? You know, what works really well for you in your facility, your situation, but also what are your challenges? And, you know, sort of looking for places where we can fulfill some need or some support or, you know, help out in whatever way would be appropriate and wanted. And then, you know, we would absolutely love to see your feed room. What does that look like? Is that a thing that we could do?
Be careful what you wish for.
We are such nerds when it comes to that. And yes, like we are desperate to see your feed room just because we nerd out. You know, we want to see
walls of Noosa drawers everywhere.
Yes.
And I'm sure you guys have seen everything from like the, hey, here's our two tubs of grain in a dusty corner because this is what we have space-wise, to, hey, here's the room that is temperature controlled with the chandelier hanging down. So there's probably like a lot of different programs, like not only for the horses, but even just for the supplements that you guys are working with, like very varied experiences for people, right?
It is so cool. I will tell you what, people are so smart. And I'll say, horse people, we are so clever. So we, you know, it's like, okay, you have this postage stamp size area and you need to put literally everything in it. Go, right? So Marie Kondo. And,
that's right.
You know, that's yes.
Right. How shelves can we actually physically fit on one wall?
We can get, you know, there's a lot of ingenuity in there. Us horse girls, we make it work. That's right.
We make it work. Very creative. It's so cool to just see everybody's different situation. And then, you know, like, oh my gosh, your Noosters are, wait, can we say Noosters? Do we know what those are?
Why don't you tell the world? I talk about it like this, like little colloquial term, but like, yeah, tell the world, what's a Nooster?
Yeah, can you explain? Give us the spiel.
It's your smart pack storage drawer. So yeah, that's, you know, it's one of the magical pieces that, you know, makes, I think, Smart Pack, and it's, you know, been here since the beginning of time. And I tell you what, we see those drawers everywhere. Even if you don't have active supplement shipping in the moment, those Smart Pack drawers, they are everywhere.
So I would say that less than half of my barn is on actual Smart Packs or Smart Pack products. And the other folks are either buying, you know, a different brand and baggying it up themselves or something, but they still keep those baggies in a Nooster. So like my whole feed room is Nooster drawers, ceiling to floor, even if it's not a Smart Pack product in there. So there.
My horse, love of my life, passed in 2018, and I still have both storage drawers that I had in the lifetime of his Smart Packs in my basement to
love keep it.
Whatever random assortment. I think right now there's like screws and nails in one and like paint chips and paint brushes in the other. Like those things, one, they wear like heck. And two, so useful. So
they were made for the barn girl. Love the Neuster. Okay, I have a question. So let's just say you're in a barn, a large barn like mine, where you have 60 horses and they are all different ages, all different workloads, all different health needs. Now, maybe there's one common theme about them. Maybe I'm in a geographic area where I know there's a selenium deficiency, so everyone should be on a selenium supplement. But then, you know, everybody else has unique needs. How do you balance those two different types of supplement planning processes?
Also, side note, listeners in the Great Lakes states, if you're not sure what a selenium supplement is, Google. We'll talk about it later in a later episode, but just while we're here mentioning that. Okay, Danielle, go.
No, for sure. And that's kind of, you know, I think that's one of the pieces that not only makes SmartPak so unique and so helpful, but also this team. So we want to talk about the individuals. So yes, if there's something that is kind of across the board, a challenge, we want to make that easier for the barn pro who is, you know, scooping out that supplement every single day. And then also want to be able to provide, you know, additional support for those who need it. You know, not saying everybody does need it, but, you know, for those who do, you've got some senior horses, you know, is there something that could help them, you know, feel really good in their joints, in their body? You know, is there somebody who's a little bit itchy in the summer? You know, yes. So, you know, customizing that support and really working through what do you have going on? So who is your problem child in the moment? And is there something that we can do to support them? Let's give this a try. You know, how did that go? Do we need to pivot and try something else? Or, you know, there's a lot of really great programs as well that SmartPak offers. And that's something that your rep can help you with also. So I was totally that person who said like, oh, cool. SmartPak has this like, you know, program, you know, where they say if a supplement doesn't support in the way that you had hoped it would, you know, try it for 2 months and then let us know if it didn't work. And we can, you know, whatever, like we'd give you a credit or, you know, whatever it is. And I was just like, that's a super cool program. It's totally not intended for me, you know, just because I was like, yeah, my fishes probably don't apply for that, right? Like, I don't know. It's like this weird mental block. Maybe it's, I don't know, being from the Northeast where I really like to lean in on the difficult. But anyhow, your rep would say, hey, cut it out. This program is absolutely for you. You know, if we try a supplement and it's not supporting as we'd hoped, let us know. You don't have to do a song and a dance. Let us know what's going on. And we can talk about other options. I can credit you for that order. I can refund you for that order. Like, I'm here for you.
And I just want to lend a little credence to that point, because I know Jenna and I on many other episodes of the podcast, we had talked about getting to know your horse's baseline. And then the fact that figuring out the best course for them is a lot of trial and error. So having that in your back pocket and knowing that if something isn't working, you have your Smart Barns rep there to help you figure out, all right, you know, product A didn't work and I didn't see the results that I was looking for. So maybe we change course. What would you recommend next? So a lot of that trial and error, you don't have to do alone, and you have access to experts who can help you figure out the best course forward.
I love that you brought up the New England toughing it out thing, because as a New Englander, I also feel like I have that mindset, but I also feel like that's kind of like a horse person mindset where I can figure it out. I can do this. I don't have service in the back 40, so I better figure out what baling twine and a hoof pick can do for me real quick. But when it comes to stuff like this, like supplements and account management and support, like it is nice to find someone who gets you and wants to be there for you, and that you can, you know, shoot that 4 a.m. text to while you're out filling buckets or doing morning scooping and all that. So I do love that you kind of called that out. And for any horse person out there who's like, well, I can do it myself. Sure, but why? If you don't have to, make a friend. We're here for you. And so I feel like on that note, like we know that barn managers are dealing with a lot of things and don't have a lot of time. So like, What are some of the things that like you guys find that you face with farm managers or with owners and things like that? And like, what are the things that you guys are helping with specifically? Like, I know you have like a short list in your head somewhere on that.
Short list, long list. Yes, all the lists. So lists, it's a great thing. So whether we're preparing for a new season coming up, a lot of folks like to review, you know, what are the horses at the farm getting? And is there something that we need to add or remove based on the season, based on the individual horse? So things like that, dietary changes. So, you know, working with the vet and something comes up and now we need to look into, you know, maybe adding weight or the opposite of that for some of our easy keepers.
We talked about digestion on the last episode and how spring can really like wreak havoc on certain things. So it feels like now is also a really good time to be talking to you and reminding people that if you have questions on your horses changing program, we got people for that.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm picturing like real life scenario here. Vet comes, it's springtime, says, hey, your horse has developed a little bit of EMS looking concerns. We're going to put a grazing muzzle on her for the springtime. We're going to, if she's on grass, otherwise we're going to put her on limestone and take a peek at some metabolic products. And you're like, yeah, I'll do that right after I drag the arena, pick all the stalls, well, you know, get everybody fed, sweep all the aisles, make sure that, and so this is a time where you would say, exactly. So you're like, or I just text Danielle and say, hey, the vet said that I need to look into some metabolic products. What do you got for me?
Exactly. And so, you know, one, we're going to ask a little bit of background information. So tell me more about the horse. You know, what's the breed? How long have you had this horse? What does the vet say? Body condition scoring, you know, crusty neck stuff. We kind of nerd out where we can. So ask all the questions and then literally we'll say like, okay, I'm going to send you a couple of different options. I'm going to include the ingredients, of course, the cost, and see what is going to work best. You know, when we think about supplements and especially when we're talking about whether it's, you know, I own the barn, I have 7 lesson horses, like keep it real, give them what they need, but it's got to work within my budget, which is sometimes, you know, sometimes generous and sometimes we're needing to cut back a little bit based off of what else is happening in the world, right? Yep. Like vet bills and sure. You know, just all the life. Things. Life. So, you know, so we want to set up something that's going to be sustainable because we recognize that with a lot of supplements, this is not like, you know, something that's going to make a change immediately when you start trying. So we usually say, you know, these formulas are recommended to give it a go for 6 to 8 weeks before you decide if you love it or hate it. And that's based off of the brilliant people like Ashley and, you know, the other nutritionists and veterinarians that formulate these supplements that we're talking about. You know, so it's going to take a little bit of time and we want it to be something that you can continue with. Because if we don't, then it makes it so that like, oh yeah, supplements, like they're really expensive and they don't work. Who, yep. You know, how do you benefit from that? Like that's...
We're fighting misconceptions one barn rep at a time.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said before, we've got a lot of really terrific programs that can be supportive of our people. We are going to advocate for you. We are going to, you know, do what makes sense. We recognize that it's not a one shoe fits all, right? And so we want to be in it with you. We want to do the process and, you know, be on the journey with you as you need us and as you want us. And it's funny because what I have to add, we are super like very human. And so we learn stuff from our barns all the time. We learn stuff from our barn pros all the time. And, you know, we get questions like, hey, what about this? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what that is. Let me do a little bit of research. Let me ask some of my resources and my amazing people here at SmartPak. We have, you know, the equine health team. I'm going to loop back with some more information. So stand by. And so that's such a great opportunity, I think, you know, personally for us as human beings and horse people and reps even too, just because we are learning, we're learning for forever, right? That's a thing.
Always.
But like, not like from real life exposure. And that's
yeah, like, you can't invaluable. Really beat that.
Yeah, exactly.
You've mentioned your team a couple of times and I know it's a small but mighty team, but I do want to kind of give just a second to call out like, you cover the whole country. You guys cover a lot of different barns. And I want to just call to mind how many of you guys are doing this? How many makes up the Smart Barn Services team?
Oh, goodness gracious. So we have four of the most amazing barn reps, so Smart Barn Services representatives. They do have very, very large territories. And it works because, you know, we are visiting barns and calling upon barns, you know, connecting with new barns and looking to support the folks that are already in our mix and that we are already working with. And those four barn reps are supported by the most two amazing, we call them barn care coordinators. And so Kit and Megan, and they really keep the wheels on our bus. So they allow the reps to do what they do in the most amazing way. So they provide an additional layer of support. You know, when the barn reps especially are traveling, whether they're attending a trade show or they're doing a Smart Pack Academy or a barn visit, the barn care coordinators will team up with the rep, you know, for an individual barn who's got like a lot going on in that moment or needs some help. Or maybe you reach out to your barn rep and you get their away message, but it says, don't worry, reach out to my teammate, Meg. She is up to speed on all of my accounts and will give you the best support. Here's her phone number, call her or text her. So something like that. So very small team, but we are very thrifty, scrappy. I don't know what the word is.
I mean,
we do the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you're such a good network of people too. Like you all support each other so much. You all like you said, you jump in, you lean in the moment there's anything that can be done. And I love that you called out Kit and Meg specifically because I know last year I was able to go to the Kentucky 3-day event with both of them and they were so fun and so cool to be around and so knowledgeable. I got to listen to them talk to all sorts of customers about all sorts of things. I got to lean on them if customers asked me questions about supplements and I wasn't quite sure. It was so easy to be like, hey, Kit, wait, remind me, what does this one do? And Kit comes over and he's like, don't worry, I got this. Or like, hey, Meg, do you remember the top of your head what this costs? And she's like, not only do I know what it costs, I know what it costs per day. So like, they were just really, really cool to be able to spend time with in person and talk to in that way. And I think, nobody quote me on this, but I think they're both going to go back to the Kentucky 3-day event again this year with the team. So if anybody listening heads up that event, make sure to stop by the Smart Equine booth and say hi to Kit and Meg because they're really cool to talk to. And if you have questions about supplements or about the program itself, they're definitely willing to chat your ear off or listen if you want to chat their ear off. So glad that you called those two out.
Well, I also have to add some exciting news regarding the Kentucky 3-day and the team that will be attending. Our barn rep, who is out in California, she covers a lot of the West Coast and then some, actually. So McCare is also going to be attending the Kentucky 3-day event and is so, so thrilled.
McCare is also the best. That's awesome. Yeah, so that's three really good people to go and spend some time with. If you have any questions or thoughts or concerns or hopes or dreams for your horses in your program,
tell us everything. We want to know it. We want to hear it. And we love pictures.
Okay, I have one more question, just because I'm sure that the majority of people tuning in right now are not barn managers, if I had to guess.
Fair.
So, but I bet a lot of them are boarders. So how, if I'm a boarder and I'm not a barn owner or a barn manager or a barn professional, but I know my horse is on Smart Packs and or a Smart Pack product, and I know that there's a bunch of other horses in my barn, but I don't think that my barn manager or barn owner are taking advantage of the service, how do I get them in touch with you?
That's a great question. So there are a few different ways. I would say maybe the easiest way is, you know, even just connecting with our customer care team.
Okay.
So calling the customer care team and saying, hey, I heard about, you know, a barn team. Can you help me connect with these folks? They will absolutely pass that information along to us. And I will get that directed to the appropriate rep who will follow up with that individual. There is a Smart Barn Services landing page on the website. So if you are on the website in any capacity and scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll see Smart Barn Services. It's like near the, you know, contact us.
So if you want to do the best favor ever to your barn owner or barn manager and you want to hook them up with a Smart Barn Services team so that they can have some help in managing a gigantic feed program, check out the show notes because we'll hook you up in there.
Yeah, we'll get you on the list. Okay, I know we're getting close to an end point here, but I've got a couple rapid fire questions for you, Danielle, if that's okay.
Okay, let's go.
All right. So first one, what is like one of the things that you guys talk about the most with barn managers? What's something that just keeps coming up over and over and over again in your conversations?
Ooh, good one. I'm going to say colic care. So our colic care is, yeah, that's got to be the most popular, especially for a lot of the big barns that we work with. So they oftentimes are recommended from their veterinarian to, if they're going to be adding, you know, some kind of a hindgut support supplement, it's a great option to choose one that's going to also provide some kind of level of, you know, whether it's a reimbursement up to $15,000, thank you very much, Colicare, you know, or something that's going to be supportive for them in that way. So it's great. I think it gives not only the individual owner peace of mind, but gosh, when, you know, if you can think about like when your horse is going through something, that is the worst. But when you are responsible for somebody else's horse, like OPH, other people's horses, that is stressful to the next level. Because having to make that phone call and say, you know, hey there, I'm in the barn, you know, with Twilight and there's something's not right. I need to call the vet. Oh, that is just like, oh, it's giving me like the goosebumps right now, even just like thinking about it. So Colicare is huge because, you know, it gives you hopefully that option, you know, where it's not, I mean, there are limiting factors all around us every single moment, all the time. And so if when my horse is, you know, colicking or if something's going on and I can eliminate one limiting factor, which is like, you know, financially, is this something that I can do? Oh my goodness gracious. And if my horse is a good candidate, like my vet did say that to me, right? I said like, oh, my mare, Lucy, you know, she's older. I would never put her through colic surgery, right? I mean, she's perfectly fine. And she's like, da, da, da. And then she colics and my vet came up to me and she said, Danielle, if you can take her to Tufts, she would be a good candidate for surgery. So in tears, just like, a bucket of tears. I said, yeah, let me go. I'm hitching up the trailer. Let them know I'm on my way. And we went and Tufts, you know, shout out to the whole entire team. They were amazing. And Lucy did great. You know, after 2 weeks and being in, you know, what is it called? The intensive care, like, you know, she was quarantined.
And, yeah.
Oh yeah. Like it was a whole thing because, you know, go big or go home. I would not have been able to do that if I didn't have a program, you know, like Colicare.
And I just
forget, like, we talk about Colicare as peace of mind for the horse owner, but like, what a cool concept of peace of mind for the barn managers and the barn owners too. Like, knowing that they can call with scary news or a scary thing, but they can also know, like, hey, this isn't it. Like, we've got a next step that we can all take together as a team. Like, that is pretty cool when you think about it that way.
Options
and
are great.
I think that. I think so. If I'm wrong here, we'll edit this piece out. So there's no upper age limit for Colicare, right? Because I know right. that. I have a baby horse and then I have my elderly good boy. And elderly good boy is like, I can't. He is beyond the age of insurance, but he's not beyond mm-hmm. the age of Colicare. So that is something to consider, too, is that if you're getting exclusions for your horse based on their age and your insurance company no longer wants to endorse them, Colicare mm-hmm. is a great option.
And especially in a big barn full of a range of creatures and their different workloads or different habits, their different ages, their different breeds, like Colicare covers pretty much all of them. So nice.
Yeah.
Nice plug there for barns.
Well, the other thing about these barns that these horses are being, you know, housed and cared for in, so many of them already have requirements that actually line up exactly with the requirements for the Colicare program working with their veterinarians. So you're already doing all of the stuff and, you know,
yeah,
gosh,
the best part.
Yeah, yes, 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 yes. So 10 out of 10 recommend. And we do have so many barns that are doing that. So I guess that's my very long rapid fire answer.
I love it.
All right. We'll give you another one and we'll see how rapid this one is. But what is like a big misconception about your team and about your program that you kind of want to debunk right now?
Not for me. Or, you know, I don't need your help. So I will use myself as the example for that. But yeah, like whatever it is that you are peddling, right? That's what I used to think when my barn rep would reach out and be like, hey, can I come by for a visit or, you know, whatever. I'd be like, yes, I will make myself completely unavailable because I can't afford whatever it is that you are pushing and I don't want it. So no, we're not. That's not the goal. We are honest to goodness looking to support and help and whatever that means for you. So just want to be besties, really.
Love that.
Same. I want to be your bestie too.
Okay. Last one is, do you have a top tip or tips for staying organized in a barn with so many horses and so many programs?
So don't judge me. Yes, work with your barn rep. So Smart Barn Services, call us, text us, beep us, you know, whatever. We're
Kim
here
Possible
for it.
Style.
Yes!
For calling it
Thank
out.
You.
I knew it was there.
Yes!
I had to. Call me, beep me, buy a couple extra Neuster drawers.
Sign up for calling. Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Well, I know we've spent a lot of time talking about what the Barnes program is and what Smart Barn Services does. I'm just going to be the one bad guy because Danielle is too nice to ever say it, and I want to protect her at all costs. So Smart Barn Services does a ton of great things for organization and for support and for account management for supplements. But just to note, if anyone's out there being like, well, that means they must do like sponsorships or like product donation, we do have teams that do that. That's not Smart Barn Services. So that might be somebody that we talk to in the future on the podcast, or we can give you information on in a different place. But just to keep Danielle's lanes clear and make sure that her communication is with people who are looking for like organizational support and account management support, like our sponsorship team and our product donation team, totally different entities. So Danielle, you're too nice to ever say it. And I know you want to help every single person and every single barn with every single thing, but we will leave the sponsorships and the donations to the other teams for you at this time.
I appreciate that tremendously. And I will say, you know, we are happy to send over the form if you're looking to request a sponsorship. But like Jenna said, sadly, we have no ability to do that piece other than connect you with the right people so that you can make that request. And you know, we will cross our fingers and our toes that they will be able to provide whatever level of sponsorship you're requesting. But yep, that's the best we can do.
I mean, hey, you're doing the best with a lot of other things for people in their barns and around their properties and all of that. So you guys are definitely doing a heck of a lot. And if I have gotten anything as like a final takeaway from this, it's that you guys really are for every barn that either needs you or isn't even sure they need you yet. Like, you guys are out here to be helpful, to be supportive, to be, like you guys said, in your back pocket, your Smart Pack bestie. So I really love that we got to kind of take that time and spend a little time digging deeper into everything you guys do and all that you stand for. And the fact that it is, you know, 6 and 7 people working across the country. Like, I know how much you guys do. I love that we got to shout you out a little bit here and give you a little bit of space to talk about it. And I know we couldn't have all the team on the podcast, but they're all the best. So really, really appreciate you taking the time and being with us and talking to us about more of it.
Thank you so much. That's amazing. I'm so happy to be here.
And as promised, our next giveaway is ready for you. As of the start of this episode, Meet Smart Barn Services, we are giving away a new Smart Equine prize package. The winner will receive a $25 Smart Equine gift card, a Smart Equine travel blanket, and a Smart Equine thermos. You can enter for your chance to win by clicking or tapping on the link in our podcast description, and that'll take you directly to our giveaway form. Or you can go to www.smartequine.com/podcast giveaway. This giveaway is open for the entire month of April. So if you're listening to this at any point during April of 2026, be sure to get your entry in and good luck. You can find links to today's guests and products in the show notes on your podcast player or on the website at www.smartpackequine.com/blog.
We're here twice a month on the 15th and 30th, but in between, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook as Smart Equine, or you can shop online at smartequine.com.
Until next time, stay smart.
Stay supported with Smart Barns.
And give your horse a cookie from us.